Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbros. That is hims.com/drinkingbros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. People are getting rocked here on the set today.
Could you pass me that Tito's?
Passing the Tito's. There it is.
By the way, on one of the shows we recorded this week, I think the first comment on YouTube was Dan something about I love Dan, and then there's the time code. I'm like, what the fuck did I say now?
Yeah.
So I clicked on it, and it's me not paying attention to anything in the show that's going on.
Yep.
And I'm just like pouring vodka into something.
But into a Vizzy, like a can of some other form of alcohol. So like
it's
were
a
pouring,
power claw, right?
Yeah, hard liquor into another
that
thing.
Doesn't compare to four drinks in one cup.
It doesn't, dude. And we miss that Jared Taylor. We miss him.
Yeah, you can't talk about that
just
right now.
Just having some chocolate right now.
God, you haven't been drinking.
Dude. It's the worst. We miss the old Jared where he's drinking.
I mean, you can put vodka in the chocolate.
I mean, we can do one once a week.
We actually do have.
We still got to get. This is the bitch that started the bet. You want to complain.
You were the one who did this?
Yeah, you want to complain about me being sober. This is the origin of
tell the
entire
audience
thing.
Who this is.
Don't we still have those red hats that say make Jared drink again or some shit?
Yeah. We still own them.
I need one of those.
Yeah, we've got a MAGA Jared.
Absolutely. I'm not allowed to wear that because I'm a Democrat now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Fucking Democrat.
You go by Batty online. You're a Twitch.
He's a bad bitch.
I would say Messiah. You've got like 79,000 followers on Twitch. The whole world is going to Twitch, by the way. I'm like the last one there.
I would like to jump in real quick.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Because.
Yeah.
When you measure followings and stuff like that, 79,000 on Instagram, bah. 79,000 on Twitter. Bah.
Right.
79,000 on Twitch is like, oh, fuck.
Why is that?
That's like 2 mil on Instagram.
Explain why that is.
Okay, so it's not there's people that are way bigger. Like there's
because
people
it's
with
a
millions
warm
still.
It's a warm audience. So you have to actually travel there to his page to see him. People are choosing.
Yeah,
to go
it's not.
Right.
It's when you're alive. It's not a feed. It's not an explore.
Yeah,
that's 79,000 people that said I want to know, and it's not filtered either anymore. So if I go live, when he goes live. Everybody that follows us on Twitch is notified in a fucking notification on your phone.
Really?
Like when he's live, I've got to be like, God damn it.
He's got to ignore me, which he does. But
Yeah. So it's cool. There have been a number of multipliers about what that means on different stuff. Right now, it's like 11 to 15X on Twitch or some, not really Patreon so much, but Twitch is some of the other ones.
Sure.
Because you have to literally, I have to go to Twitch.com/whatever the fuck, or if I'm on my app, I have to go find
slash Batty twitch.tv/Batty is how I found
it. Baddie. So it's like it's the difference. It's the difference between someone walking into a Walmart and walking into a Walmart looking for a specific product. You know what I mean?
Got it. So the reason, the reason we want to have you here on the show.
What does
today
your fucking
is,
shirt say?
Yeah,
and why?
What? Hooyah?
Hooyah! Come on, man.
Navy.
No, this is not Navy. This is my friend Joey. He's a pararescueman, which I know, like Red Beret. You don't know, do you?
No, I kind of know.
The four berets in the Air Force.
Green,
the only there's only four
red.
Berets in the Air Force. There's bright red, there's dark maroon, there's black, and there's gray.
Hmm.
If we want to really get salty, we can strike the gray out too. Yeah. But so there's three berets in the Air Force, one of them being dark maroon or pararescueman. This is Joey. He owns a company called Come Sit and Relax.
Okay.
It's just like chill, man.
I like the name of that company here, but let me just quantify this for the audience. Listening to these Air Force people like fight over their beret stuff is like going to a playground and two retarded children are fighting over like a piece of rock that's laying on the ground. You're like, hey, why are you guys even doing that? No one else cares about anything.
I mean, it's not even just a rock. It's their, like, my rock's better than your rock.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's a fucking rock.
Well,
we're color coded.
color coded. That's fine. Everything's Roy G. Biv.
The real bright red is like the hardest. Then black is like second hardest. Then maroon's like kind of a surfer dude that's a medic, really.
There's only four. Yeah. There's only four berets that matter.
Gray.
They're green.
You know,
they're tan. They're maroon and they're bright red, and that's it. All
there's
the other
no
berets
tan.
Are bullshit.
They're trying for a tan. EOD's trying.
No, I'm talking about the fucking Rangers, dude.
Real berets.
Green berets, tan berets for Rangers, airborne berets for maroon, and then bright red berets. Nobody else really fucking matters.
How are
raspberry
you
berets.
Jumping in airborne? Oh, wait, I was
that's,
with them.
Yeah, you were. Although, I would
he wasn't
say.
Airborne.
Where? What?
He was not airborne.
Oh,
you
I was weren't. Not.
What
no.
did you do?
Sniper.
Where?
The Vermont Army National Guard.
Yeah, but did you go to sniper school? Because that means you can still shoot better than most people in my... You can still shoot better than most people in my infantry unit in an elite 82nd Airborne unit. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Actually, females in the Marine Corps can shoot, shoot better than most of us.
Dude, that was... So we used to, as our section, our sniper section, we would like run the ranges for people qualifying shit. And seeing like the infantry guys come in, like the 10th Mountain Infantry guys and shit, and we're just like... Your only job is to shoot good.
Well, look, I got a
for helping.
I got an Army Achievement Medal for making sure all of my guys got an Expert Infantry badge. All four of my guys got EIBs. So I feel good about that. But in general, it's like watching cops shoot, right? They're not good at it, which is great. Whenever I read a story about how cops shot some dude, I'm like, damn, they hit him. It's not it's
78 rounds expended.
It's not why they shot him.
Dan
it's
wants like, to fight police.
I think cops shoot good.
Cops cannot shoot.
Man, Twitch is cool, guys.
Some 82nd Airborne guys can shoot pretty good.
Not really.
Some.
Well, that's not true.
Some. I said some.
So you were in which National Guard?
Vermont.
Vermont. Wow.
Is that still a state?
I mean, barely. It's mostly Canada at this point.
It counts.
Didn't Maine try to secede? Were you guys the first responders when Maine was talking about secession back in the day? How was that going to go?
I saw a bumper sticker that said secede the other day on somebody's car, and I was like, from what?
Yeah.
It's great here. It's great here. By the way, the reason why we wanted to have you on the show today, Twitch has taken over the world, and everybody wants to fucking either play you, play against you, and all that other shit. We've talked about this a few times in the last few weeks on our show with Drinking Bros started a Twitch. I don't play video games.
They've had one for a few years.
Yeah.
Drinking Bros Nerds.
Nerds has had
Bros Gaming.
But for the podcast itself, we have found this, and this is what I want to ask you about. People want to play actual veterans online in these first-person shooter games just to say, fuck you, I beat you, and I could probably beat you in a gunfight. And you're like, It's a video game. Yeah,
I don't know. Right now, I'm kind of full of shake. I would not have a good gunfight. I'd be like, I don't want to run.
I feel like anybody could beat anybody else in a gunfight at any time. It's just a matter of being ready and getting surprises. That's why Tim Kennedy is on it all the time. He's the only guy that I don't think I could just walk up and kill whenever I wanted to. Because he's always thinking about it.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. Someone's trying.
Yeah. Just someone's always trying.
On that. Like, but most people, ready.
Just... it doesn't matter how well trained you are. If you're not like literally prepared all the time for it, somebody's going to, like, you could be walking through a parking lot. Somebody shoot you from fucking 80 meters away. Would you see him out of the back of your head?
No. Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
That's
what. No, the long range stuff. Yeah. Mm. There's, yeah,
I mean, sorry, but
that's
like,
that's kind of like that's this is if you're you, wanting if you're wanting to take someone out, you go long
you're
range
dead before you hear it, man.
Yeah,
like, right. It doesn't matter.
Because I mean, really, you're like the amount of investigative power that even the DOJ has for someone that's shot over 500 yards. Like, you start really chipping down anybody that has. I mean, when was the last time the DC sniper was the last time? And,
yeah,
and we found him on an accident.
Yeah.
Like,
he was in the trunk of a car.
Is anybody qualified out there? Like, who's the best investigator for someone that gets shot by a sniper?
I mean, the only chance you have of catching that person is if they leave their brass, which no sniper would do, or if you whittle down the list of people who even can make that shot. That's the only chance.
Well, motive. Doing that. So, yeah, if and it's motive, like, man, you got in a really big Twitter fight with this guy that's an Army sniper 4 hours before you died.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe we have a suspect. But I mean, I've seen Jack Reacher.
Oh, yeah. We've all seen Jack Reacher.
Have you seen Shooter? Mark Wahlberg?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just wondering. I don't know.
Have you seen Jack Reacher?
Is there any
way? Did you not like those lateral shots that he took? Or would have you made sure that the path of travel was vertical?
Well, you're looking more at the sun, I think, at that point.
I didn't want to talk to you anymore.
What?
I'm
talking about Jack Reacher right now.
Ah!
And it was at an angle. So he had to do slant range calc of the ballistics.
The movie was real, dude. Yeah. It was real.
What
do you think?
Here's what
I don't know, man. Mark Wahlberg used a water bottle to suppress his shot, okay? Well, I heard that's how it works.
I think you're supposed to use oil cans, but let's...
I used a 2-liter soda bottle at JRTC because we were just firing blanks and it didn't matter.
That's true. That'll work. I mean, it's all about
it blew up,
muffling the sound.
Weird.
But if there's any way we can get this split into two pieces and make it lighter so I can flip it the fuck over every time Jared comes here and says something like that.
What?
I feel like I need to be able to demonstrate my anger.
What said you, what?
Punch him. Just hit him.
You're talking about Jack Reacher.
Yeah, I'm asking him what his professional sniper analysis is on the fact that him as the sniper, not Jack Reacher himself, the bad guy sniper.
You're talking about the shot made from the bridge, yeah. Right?
Or no, not from the bridge. When he was in the parking garage
in the van, right? He had the little
and he had all everybody's path
shit.
Of travel was right. Was lateral.
But he did that on purpose, right?
I don't remember. I'm asking a real sniper to fucking come on.
What's your professional opinion on Jack?
I feel like
Reacher?
I shouldn't say that.
Yes,
why
you
not?
Should.
I mean,
you're
fuck.
Going on record right now.
Yes,
right,
how dude. Far was the shot? I don't remember how far the shot was. I watched it. Oh, here we go. Here
it's 612 meters, actually.
I mean, that's super fucking
easy. There was a half value wind.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, at that range, I'm assuming it's a 308 of some kind.
Yeah, it is. Yes,
that looks
shooting
like
into the sun. It's a 14, and he's shooting into the sun.
Oh no,
into the sun.
Well, yeah, he just put sunglasses on.
Yeah,
he's cool. The sunglasses are because he's cool, guys. Like, let's just.
Can they see this, Giorgio? Or is it
no, we're not allowed to show this, or this is going to get banned from YouTube.
If he shot, I think you can.
If he shot him,
as long as there's no audio.
So how far? So he's shooting in a PNC park
across the Allegheny River.
Yes, that is probably.
I mean, okay, so we're trained to shoot at 800 on movers. Yeah. Like that's like straight out of schoolhouse.
Lateral movers?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we shoot.
With a half value wind, lateral mover. I mean, you're talking about.
You can look at full value winds. It doesn't fucking matter. It's part. If you have a test day on a full value wind, you're fucked. You just got to do it anyways. Yeah, you know?
Like, do you ever do shit like this? Just look at people through your scope?
I'm pretty sure you'd get fucked up.
You're just hanging out. I do not. I do not do this.
Yeah. By the way, so back to the question. Back to the question, Jared, that you're asking. You're basically asking this guy who makes his living on the internet to use the internet to teach other people how to murder civilians.
No, we're just asking if
I gotta go, guys. I can't be
petty. I want professional opinions.
It's easy. They're barely walking.
Oh, so it's easy, Batty.
Fuck.
So it is easy.
I just did it last week, man.
So crazy, dude. So the way you practice to shoot movers,
look at that guy sitting still.
Like that doesn't even count. Oh,
he dropped
and that was his target right there.
That's
right? Not even allowed.
The
woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the movers we shoot are people carrying targets. Like you're in a pit with like a target with a long and you're just just a fucking dude walking with this thing back and forth. They're like, okay, walk faster.
Now that's a hard shot.
That's a hard shot.
Did you get her?
Oh, no, he missed one.
You get her. Why is he trying to kill the woman with the child? But I haven't seen
the movie, he shot that other shot into a water bottle. He missed on purpose so it would preserve one of the
rounds. I just want to see him squeeze it.
Then he's got
Pennsylvania plates. Yeah. Yeah.
Leaves the brass.
But this is a conspiracy. I mean, he's trying to set the guy up, right?
Yeah.
So obviously you wouldn't do that normally. Normally you would do it where
would you?
No cameras.
So
normally you wouldn't do it.
You shouldn't do. Don't do this.
In the video games, how far do you shoot?
I mean, not that far. Like,
What are you talking about?
I play Escape from Tarkov, which is like a hardcore Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
Call of Duty. It's like hardcore. So it's like. You guys are more elite than a Call of Duty player.
Absolutely. Call of Duty players like Eli or Matt suck.
Okay. So
I just want to point that out. I just want to make sure they're super aware.
They're like 10th Mountain infantry guys is what you're saying. And then Tarkov player are like United States Navy SEALs.
Yes. really? That's what you're going to show right now? Me drunk in silkies? Let's go.
No, are we allowed to show
this because he owns this content.
Yeah, okay, great. So we can put him up on screen here.
Oh, yeah.
Is that you walking into your whole shit?
Yeah, so that's my old studio. I just moved to Texas a couple weeks ago, actually. So I'm rebuilding everything.
Where? It's a dope ass studio, dude.
North San Antonio.
What's the address?
You guys want my phone number, license plate, last name, social
this
security.
Is dope as shit. So we have this on the lower end of the screen. Did you deck out this whole place?
Oh yeah.
The dumb question. This is obviously big business.
Oh yeah.
Do you make your living fully off of this?
This is my.
This is your Jack Reacher shot, right?
It is.
There.
So this is your job.
Listen.
Wow.
Let's just chill. I do a lot of dumb shit. I'm not very good at video games.
Do you have a montage with Batty's a Bad Bitch on it?
It's on the same. If you go to that same YouTube channel, there's a video called Batty's a Bad Bitch.
Oh, is that you?
Can we hear you making out with Eli on this?
Yeah, that's me and Eli making out.
After you said horrible things about Eli, now you guys are friends again on the internet.
This is our relationship.
You're making out. Can we hear that? Can we hear that?
I think we're. Are we allowed to turn up the volume on the whole shit? How does that work on YouTube?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, you do?
We own this song.
Okay, great. Great.
It was made for me.
Yeah.
Got it. Bad streamer, bad luck, bad bag, bad guy.
He's a bad guy. Yeah, he is a bad guy. Look
bad
at him.
Sniper.
I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. And so is this a trailer for your channel, actually?
This is just actually a... So the thing we were watching before was my channel trailer.
Oh, there we go. There's volume in it. Yeah.
This was recorded in Las Vegas, Nevada, by the way.
The song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, within 10 minutes, too, they called me on the fucking phone. Jared and Matt, and they're like, hey, you want a theme song? I'm like, yeah. And they just did this.
I like this.
Bad sniper.
Yes. Follow him on Twitch. He's got them white claws flowing like an outlaw. Top of his game, no scabs. Tart cop, killing motherfuckers with the sound. He's the baddest bitch around. Killing motherfuckers in the town. He's the baddest bitch around. Showing off to his chat.
You need a better montage to this.
Yeah.
I mean, was filming. I live here.
Okay.
We should have you slow mo getting out of a Lambo with a giant fur coat.
Yes.
I really like this, but
that's just the end.
You know what? I don't understand why the need for all the profanity.
Oh, stop.
So my motto, the thing I say every time somebody new joins my channel, because the whole point of Twitch is like people can come in, they talk to you while you're live streaming, right? The first thing they see when you're new to my channel is it says, don't be a cunt.
Well, that's our rule in Drinker Bros.
That's our rule in Drinker Bros, yeah.
It's the only rule.
It's the only rule in life.
It's the only rule in life, yeah.
It's simple.
So it's a dumb question. Do you make your entire living off of Twitch?
Yes, this is my full-time job. Right. Holy, this is all I do.
Full-time job. 79,000.
So I shouldn't yell at my six-year-old when he says I want to play video games all day?
My dad's the thing. Whenever I tell my dad like what I do, he's like, so you're doing porn on the internet?
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm like, it's kind of, with my clothes on. But
yeah, but when your dad gets AIDS and you have to pay for his AIDS treatment, then he's going to fucking...
Oh, I'm going
to laugh
at his
ass. Anytime you have to pay for
your father's
AIDS treatment...
Remember that time he shut my N64 off? How is your life support?
They show up and make it rain on your dad. Your dad's got AIDS. He's in a hospital bed.
I'm just seriously like, I hate having to pay for father's AIDS treatments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like four deep.
But he's at 55.
Wait, how many dads do you have?
How's he getting AIDS at 55?
I mean, you know...
Daddies, excuse me.
Yeah, daddies. Daddies.
Daddies, yeah.
Daddies.
I know your dad. I know your father.
I'm not talking about my bio.
No, he's fine. He's got
no, I'm
he's
talking
got
about,
Navy
I'm on the app, you know?
What?
I'm a sugar baby.
Oh,
I got a couple daddies.
Okay, there it is.
I got a couple daddies.
Is it called a sugar baby? Yeah. Giorgio, you're in all
it's
this
an app.
Shit.
It's called sugar baby.
Yeah, of course. Hey, so we want to make this video where Jared is
they pay for my laundry.
We want to make this video where
sugar babies?
Sugarbabies.com, I think.
Well, just someone who is sugaring is a sugar baby. A sugar daddy,
so like,
or sugar mama.
They do. My daddy's getting my laundry done. They're paying my car insurance.
Seeking
my Verizon bill.
Like
and what
my
do you have
Verizon
to do
bill?
In return?
You know, I got to go over to their house and garden with assless chaps on.
I mean, I do it anyways. Like,
yeah,
that sounds
just,
like a win.
I have a push.
Way, you know?
I have a push mower that I just slowly.
You're basically
you know?
Just describing gardening. So, yeah. Jared wants to do this video where he's confessing to a priest, but he keeps calling the priest daddy instead of father.
Danny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
So,
Danny.
My name is Batty. Like, everybody calls me Batty. I don't know if you've noticed. It kind of sounds like daddy. So, there's this whole weird fucking thing where people just call me Batty Daddy now, and it's really starting to give me like a
what
complex.
What do women call you when they're coming?
Yeah. What do they say?
Women don't come, dude. Everybody knows that. Everybody
That's
knows that.
That's fake news, man. That's not real.
What do they say? What do they say? Do they say, Batty, Batty, I've been a bad, bad girl.
Yeah, is it Batty. Gamers? Who are you fucking? Do you have a girlfriend?
Or the vodka?
Who are you fucking? Where are you laying that dick?
Where are you laying the dick?
Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend? Is it gamers? Like, are you just fucking people off the internet?
No. No, nah, that's okay. Fucking weird, man. No, definitely.
But let's elaborate on that.
Okay,
like, what
so
do you...
You're a liar.
I mean,
yeah.
It sounds like
you just straight
you
up.
Got,
you're just fucking
cosplay
people
girls?
Online.
Cosplay girls?
Okay, so I'm gonna straight up say
or
cosplay girls fuck.
Yeah, they do.
Oh my
yes,
god.
Yeah,
absolutely. Am I?
I don't
any
know
any cosplay girls. No.
I yeah.
Not
who are the girls heard here? Are
not they, yet.
Are you fucking one of them?
No, they're with the other man here.
All right, shit. Sorry.
They're not with me.
The shocked look on these two girls' faces, you can't see it, but they were like, oh my God, we fuck you. Why are you saying this? So you're not fucking him.
No, yeah.
Got it. You're
Did
just
you imagine
appalled.
He
you're
showed
just
up with two women?
Whole
two
shit.
That, yeah. I think you need to do this to a podcast, like show up with two chicks.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
No.
Freddie Mitchell did it on a podcast. He showed up with two women.
No, one of them was his daughter.
Oh, it was?
Yes. Well, I mean, it's still
the
two
other
women.
One was his wife. But his daughter is hot, though.
Back to me and Batty being sugar babies.
You should show up with two women and a deaf guy.
And a deaf guy?
And call him deaf guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, he wouldn't be able to hear it.
No.
But,
that's why it doesn't matter what you fucking call
him. No, not at all.
What if you were?
They can read lips.
What if you're banging gamers?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Why was
okay,
that
I'm
so
going to start this.
Aren't
trying
they
to
specifically
avoid...
called thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Twitch. Dude, thoughts. Twitch
thoughts.
Mm. Mm. Break this down for
us. Yeah, come on.
Break it
thoughts.
Down
okay.
So,
I mean, they're just, what is it, just hot chicks that fucking game or do cosplay
what
or just sit on.
What does thoughts stand for?
Yeah, what does it stand for?
Thought. I don't know.
That hoe over there.
Yes. Is that what it, I actually know that.
Yeah. That hoe over there.
That hoe over there. That's it. That's all thought. Thought
you
is. Know,
so I had a chalkboard, that room we were just showing. There's a chalkboard behind me because I bought a house. I didn't, and it just had a craft room in it and it was a chalkboard, whatever. I wrote thoughts and prayers on it and that became like a thing.
She's active on social media, Instagram and Snapchat.
Yeah. It's a typical thought, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, so, naked. So filter, half naked.
I mean, that's just, I try to avoid the thoughts that like, follow or know who I am because then they get mad when you find another thought.
And then
suddenly it's a whole social media thing, and yeah, it's my job.
Socrates had that
mixing
problem
work
too.
And pleasure. You got to be real careful.
I bet
you
Socrates
know?
Was banging whores all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but it was the next, was he was encouraged. Always on to the next thought.
Because he was surrounded by, look, we think of ancient Greece as this
got some
like
nudes.
Great utility. Yeah, it's a nice one.
Is it me?
Whoa. We're live.
Mind
you got some nudes?
What? What do you mean we're live?
Who'd you get nudes from?
Nobody. Get out of here. You can't. This is my.
Is it a girlfriend?
Well put together girlfriend.
You know what's funny?
What?
If you guys don't get married, I had a best friend back in the day who said, hey, man, check out this girl I'm dating. Look at her nudes. And we're getting married like 8 years
that's
later.
That's weird, man.
And that's all I think
that's
about
so
is their
weird.
Fucking nudes, dude.
I have a friend that was
don't
like
show
that.
Them. If you're,
I
yeah.
didn't show them. Yes.
I have
you
a friend was censored.
You can't do that. It's,
I agree.
It was that's, censored. That, you can do that, Ross.
No, you. I mean,
yeah, yeah. Him and I mean, do it.
Okay.
We got nothing in the headphones anymore. Here? Do we need them? Who cares?
Someone kick something.
Fuck it. We don't need headphones anymore.
I mean, it was probably me.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live, Giorgio.
Recording, Giorgio.
Yeah.
Who cares? But so,
no, you keep the headphones on. You're fucking recording.
Yes, dude. You're recording.
Jesus Christ.
We don't need the headphones.
So
we're above
it. Come on, drinking bros.
We're over here. Yeah, exactly.
So my girlfriend is a noble woman.
Right, and yes. You would never show her nudes.
No, never.
But she's sending you nudes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a
that's
Friday.
A good
she does it anytime I'm on a
I
show.
Mean,
really?
No shit.
Yeah, she likes to watch that point where I go.
You know what you should do is make a calendar.
That's great, actually,
I'm upset.
Really you great. Should make a calendar that's just full of shows, and just sit at home and pound off. That's what I would do. And by the way, you can share nudes provided you have permission from the other person. I wouldn't do it without permission, but
I just feel like it's fucking like okay. So your bro's fucking out this chick, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's like, check this out. A year later, they're dating, and it's like you're going to dinner at their house. That's like. That's a little fucking weird, right?
Think about the company you're in.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, honestly. Yeah.
That doesn't make it okay. That just means y'all are fucking weird, okay?
No,
y'all are weird.
There's nothing weird about not giving a shit if my girlfriend fucks other people. There's nothing weird about that.
I mean, I'm not like, saying it's
why
weird.
Why would I, because of my petty jealousy and some sense of that I own this human being, try to exercise my will over her and rob her of joy? Let's say I'm out of town for 2 weeks. She can't fuck somebody. She can't get fucked because I'm gone. That's very selfish. In my
listen to him. We are elevated above
I mean,
others.
This is...
No.
Yes, we have reached full enlightenment. Granted, no one is allowed to my house.
No, no, no.
You too.
With my girlfriend.
Yeah.
See, nobody can visit when
I
I'm gone.
I appreciate Dan's
I agree.
That's caveman bullshit. It's insecurity. You're worried she might like that guy's dick better than your dick. No woman got married to any man ever in the history of men or dicks because of his dick. Not once.
What if it smells nice?
Zero times.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the bottom.
I'm just saying, I've been told I have a nice dick. So, like, maybe?
Well,
no.
Let's see it.
No.
Pull it out right now.
I mean, if you'll get me hard, I will.
Who?
Not Jared. Me, but Jared.
No, obviously, look at his hair. No. He's got his hair. I think I'm going to pretend.
No.
Jared, you'd grab another man's penis, though.
I mean, you've
I
done
have.
It. Yeah.
What? Why are you laughing? You already knew the answer.
We've all grabbed a dick.
It was
or two.
A bet.
It was a bet.
Yeah.
Wait,
and I had to hold it for
only
a while.
One time.
I mean, didn't
you
I?
You grabbed one dick.
No, I've grabbed like 30.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure everybody knew you grabbed multiple dicks. Like that's
multiple dicks. Yeah, it's not just one dick. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like a handful of dicks. Like a like a,
so if you oil up in between the legs.
Nope.
Yeah.
What do you mean between
and
the
you're,
legs?
You're not like, you know, if you're not really inserting, but you're just using leg meat.
Are you talking about
leg meats?
Leg meat.
Leg meats is leg what you meat. Just said.
Yeah, that's not gay.
Leg meat.
No, no, you're just using some leg meat to get off. Yeah. Leg no bigs.
That's where we're at.
It's
right
your
now.
Friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, your no bigs. At least a little leg meat for
your
the
friend's
two of you
guys. Holding.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and drink that out of the bottle as well. You bet. Yeah. You bet. That's
I'm trying to fucking make this work in my head.
Let me go ahead because I'm looking this shit up. This is called intercrural sex. I-N-T-E-R-C-U-R. No. Inter,
I love cereal, though.
Oh, let's see how it's pronounced.
I'd enter cereal.
Right. I'll turn the audio on. It's enter and then C and then the word rural.
Inter.
Yeah.
And Latin cura.
Yeah.
Inter cura.
Curl.
Curl.
Yeah. So that is having sex without penetration between the legs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, how gay is it? What does gay mean exactly? I don't think there's anything, by the way, we've talked about this before.
Are you just like slapping bits around at that point?
You're in between the legs.
I mean, it's 2020.
You're still getting friction.
Haven't we kind of...
Well, see, that's penetration, though. You can't make that...
It's two legs. These are legs.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And it's not inside you. It's just between your two legs.
That's weird, man.
No.
So it's like titty fucking, but legs.
Basically, yes.
Leg meat.
Now, leg meat. My belief is that... There's nothing that a heterosexual woman can do to a heterosexual man that is gay, because that's not what the word gay means. Gay means a man and a man or a woman and a woman.
I thought gay meant happy.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, it does now.
This is the road we're
going. Yep. Yeah.
So if your girlfriend decides to put on a Kong strap-on dildo and fuck
Kong?
Your asshole.
Was that a brand?
Big one, yes.
Okay.
It's like the dog Chewy toys.
Okay.
So
K-O-N-G.
She decides to put this thing on and fucking just drill your butthole out. There's nothing gay about that, technically.
No, that was like yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to know that.
No. Can I get a clip of
that? Are you
later?
Getting pegged yet? Because you know, a year ago,
for something.
Hang on, but a year ago, I'd said.
She's a freak?
I understand that. But a year ago, I had said this was going to be the year that you fucking tried a dude or some form of dick in your ass.
Yeah, but I just got a good girlfriend, so like I got bored with dudes.
All right, so let me ask you the last thing from last year, because this is what we got into at the end of 2019 going into 2020.
Yeah.
You said... I'm going to fully go like, hey, man, I'm only going to date people who fuck other people. Is she allowed to fuck anybody else?
No. We entered it a traditional. We went trad. It was a discussion.
Was it really?
Yeah.
How does that go between us? I've been married for a long time.
It's more of I watched a podcast and then I go on. Which one?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I...
Because you went into great detail.
I watched a Drinking Broettes podcast, and I went, oh,
yeah.
And
she's yeah.
Like, is this the kind of relationship you're looking for? I'm like, not anymore.
But at some point in time, you
Dang,
were.
Jared.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. Not drinking.
He's grown up.
You're not swinging anymore.
No.
It's you're basically, you're capitulating to social norms. It's too difficult to find a sane human being that will operate the way that I want them to operate.
Or for
he
you
wants
personally.
To operate. For anybody. There's how many sane girls do you think are out there that don't care if I fuck somebody if we're dating?
Ooh.
Boy.
A woman that you could live with on a daily basis.
Small number. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Right? It's chiseled.
It's very, there's a very chiseled. Small amount of human beings.
Chiseled
that
down
that. And then you take the amount of people that are even willing to exist like that, and then your personalities have to match up. And my personality is dog shit. So it's like not going to happen, right?
See,
and his is even worse than mine.
Yeah.
I found smaller and smaller.
You know what people say they found a unicorn? I found a beta fish.
Okay.
Is she murdered all the other
fish? I was going to say, that just means they're fighting.
With her, I've
alone
seen her
in a jar
to people.
Dying,
I think
like,
she could.
You forget to feed it.
But no, it's just like, it's you know, sprinkle a little attention and a little cuddles and a little of this, and she's fine. It's
some
like,
sentiment.
Are you good? Like you know.
How long have you guys been dating?
Almost 3 months.
Wow.
Was this right around the time that I told you to be sober?
It was near that.
It was close.
It was actually close.
You seeing it?
Why did you tell him? So why did you tell him to be sober?
I don't remember.
Because he was blackout hammered. And so was I.
And why did you do it?
Because he said I couldn't do it.
But for 6 months, that's a long time.
Yeah, but still, someone says I can't do some shit.
But like, so you keep calling it a bet. There's no bet.
Yes, made a bet.
What? There's no bet.
You
it was,
said
I don't
if
believe
I
you
made
can do
it to March 6th without any alcohol that... You said, what do you want? I go, you and Logan have to make a documentary about me being the greatest person you know. And you said, you both said deal. You both were fucking drunk, but I don't care. This is my bet.
Okay. I mean, fuck it. I'm game. But I don't remember doing this.
I'm just saying.
Where are the tapes?
I want the documentary. I think you should direct.
Are you having fun being sober?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Define sober.
Not drinking.
That's one way to get fucked up.
Like you're smoking weed or anything. I've never seen you do drugs.
Not crazy.
I've never seen you do drugs. Everyone's to be honest with you.
No.
He's not going to tell us that he's doing like the good shit though, you know?
I've never seen Jared do drugs.
I am a fun person without narcotics.
That's the reason I've been hanging out with you so much since I moved here.
Hey!
2 days. That's it.
Is there otherwise?
You meanie.
Out him now. Tell him, like, is he doing drugs?
No, I know. I mean, no.
No, he's... I think his joke was it's because he doesn't hang out with me because I'm not fun because I'm sober.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
No, I was just being a dick to him.
That's what we're saying. Right. Like, dude, stop being sober.
What are you talking
Thank
about?
Thank you.
Stop being sober.
I'm fine.
You're a better I'm person drinking.
Fine. Yeah, you are.
If I'm not saying it's gone forever.
These are
But I'm saying I'm enjoying I'm enjoying it right now.
Why are... Does your
you
girlfriend
remember
drink?
It?
What?
Does she drink?
No, she stopped with me, but she will if I start again.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's time to strike up the bet. It's the holidays for
he's Christ the one
sakes.
That made the fucking bet.
Well, he's pushing a bottle
I'm
out
just,
of
I'll vodka. Drive a diesel truck
Wait,
home.
Will you do the Absolutely. Will you do it right now if he drinks right now? You'll still do it.
Absolutely.
You'll make 100%. The fucking documentary. Drink.
Absolutely.
Drink, bitch. Here. Shut the fuck up.
I got a fucking pineapple.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Take a chug out of it and then put some vodka in
there. He'll still make the documentary.
Son
there
of
it
a bitch.
Cheers. Let's go to a single on Jared there.
Hey.
Want me to show this?
Yeah.
Okay.
For those out there that have been following my sobriety, this doesn't count.
Yeah. Open your 12 steps app for me real quick and reset that bitch.
Shut up! Because you know what? I've decided right now that this is calculating the time that I no longer let alcohol control my life.
No, you got to reset. You got to reset
and
that
I'm
app.
At 62 days.
Is that a
few?
You got to reset
that's
that app.
Yeah.
It's like the little clouds. It's the light blue one, right?
Yeah. It's this one.
Yeah.
Well, you know that one.
Everyone uses that app.
What
There's
is
only
it?
One
I
app.
Don't know,
for
I don't know.
I have no idea what that is because I'm not a fucking quitter.
It's an AA app.
Okay.
Yeah.
God damn
That's
it.
That's fucking hilarious.
And then you screenshot every year and post it on Instagram.
Oh, God. That's so fucking
that's
funny.
My favorite thing in the world to see every time you post
it. Shut up. This is your bet.
I have been sober.
You started this.
Wait, so he's pulled out this app before?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is why I made the joke. Every time I see him, I'm like, hey, man, can I see your app real quick?
Yeah.
I just want to know how it's going. Yeah. Like, I'm just, you know, I was
What does one do inside the app?
See, no, it's just a timer. Like,
yeah,
I
just keeps
it
track
the day
of...
that I stopped.
Yeah.
And then it gives you it in years, seconds, minutes.
You
want to
reset
months.
It, though, real quick?
12
no.
steps, dude.
I just want you to reset.
No, I'm not resetting it because I'm at 2 months.
I mean,
you were
at 2 months.
Obviously, yeah.
No,
yeah,
I mean... because I was told by the governing powers this doesn't count.
It's true. Wait, it's who true. Are the governing powers?
Them two?
It doesn't count.
Host of
no.
Drinking Bros.
No, what?
And Batty, who started the bet.
No.
If there were any two governing fucking powers for drinking, those two are it.
That's I mean, true. I didn't.
What
I didn't
he actually said. What he actually said was that he'll make the goddamn documentary now.
You still
not after March 6th.
I'm not resetting.
You
got to
reset the year
because
drinking.
That was from when I stopped letting alcohol be such a fucking controlling factor over my life.
Yeah, but
was
what,
it a controlling factor?
But
I mean, I was drinking. To blackout 7 days a week.
Isn't
no
it?
Shit, I didn't know that.
But,
is
it,
yeah,
but isn't it also
relatively normal?
Isn't it also allowing alcohol to control your life if you avoid it?
I think you're right. I think that's a way.
Right?
I think I should start drinking a lot again.
Yeah.
Yes, dude.
Absolutely. This is why I'm here.
But wait until after we do our physicals for the life insurance for the company.
Okay. Yeah.
When do we do those?
No, actually, alcohol doesn't matter in that.
Like 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, I'm still, again, like.
Although I've got to do a detox,
occasions.
Too. Because...
I've decided, like, even moving forward after the bet, I'm only drinking, like, on real occasions, not by myself every night.
So only when friends are over.
Yeah.
I'm the same though. I never drink.
I've known you forever, but here's the thing. Like, for real, I'll make a genuine statement here. I've known you for fucking 6 years at this point, right? I've spent a lot of time with you. I never knew that you drank to blackout every night. One, two. I don't think I've ever seen you do one drug, ever, in the 6 years that I've known you. So I didn't know that it was even a problem.
Well, the drug thing was never a problem.
It was. It wasn't.
If you can handle it,
it wasn't a problem. Like I'm not like. You know I don't like destroy things.
No,
I don't fuck
no.
things
no,
up.
No, you're great.
He and I are very
cause giant.
He's one drunk.
Yeah. He and I
are great.
He and I are very similar. We can get we'll be right up to the point of blackout and no one knows what the fuck's happening.
And then we just go to sleep.
And then we go to
sleep.
Same,
and I'll just leave.
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's never been a problem. But even health wise, he doesn't really get. He's up at 7 a.m.
regardless of how much he drank the night before.
Yes.
I don't get up early. I never have, but I don't get, you know me, I don't get hangry. We've been on the road enough, fucked up enough.
Yeah.
Where you look like shit and I don't care.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not a health concern either. I think it's just...
I mean, I think I look healthier.
You're looking slim. You're looking sexy.
I mean, if you did something about that fucking mop on your head.
Don't you dare tell him to cut his hair.
I actually like your hair. I like your hair. No, you're good.
Girl.
I like his hair.
It looks good.
How many days a week are you washing that? No more than two, I hope.
No, I thought you were supposed to wash your hair all the time.
No. Not if you have long hair. You can't wash your hair every day, dude. There's no way. I don't want to touch it.
No, he's good.
Is that wrong?
Yeah,
I wash my hair every day.
You shouldn't be washing your hair every day.
No, you should.
Because it teaches.
Right? I'm not crazy. You're supposed to do that.
No, you are not.
Why not?
Not at all. Because it teaches your hair to not produce oil.
That's
it teaches your scalp not to produce oil. Yeah. It makes it dry and brittle and it doesn't grow longer. You have to wash your hair.
I did not realize I was going to come on Drinking Bros and learn about hair.
Most women. Ask anyone.
I wash my hair every day. I didn't know this shit.
Ask a woman. That woman over there probably washes her hair at max twice a week, maybe just once.
Let's ask her how many times. Twice a week.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
What if you're running? What if you jog?
If you get dirty, yeah.
All right.
But usually
so you can rinse it. You just
Usually what you do is use dry shampoo that doesn't kill the oil on your scalp. Right? It kills bacteria, but it doesn't remove the oil.
Dry shampoo
Holy fuck.
This is stuff that an adult human being, not just a woman, should know, by the way.
Okay.
Like Jesus Christ.
Stop. Listen.
Like as if I didn't know
we've
it.
Ever he's the only one here that's had long hair.
Yeah, but you've dated women that presumably all have long hair, at least most
but how
of them.
Many? This is the first one I've dated in the last 10 years that could read.
Okay, as bald guy, does he know how many times she washes her hair?
Is that your wife, by the way?
I'm sorry, I called you bald guy. It's Mike.
Who's fucking her then? I thought it was him. It's not.
It's his sister.
Either?
It's his sister, and he's.
Oh, no one. Okay.
It's fine.
It's his sister? Somebody's sister?
Yeah.
So we'll explain this to the audience. Wow. We let people come in and watch the live show. Impressive. Oftentimes we don't know who they are and they don't say, hey, I'm with so-and-so. He said some fucked up shit earlier, which led me to believe that you guys were fucking, but you're not fucking and you're not fucking this dude. Great. Is there anybody you want to be fucking here? Because there's a bunch of single people back there. We can figure this out on air.
Not to put you on the spot earlier.
She pointed somebody else.
Drinking Bros dating? Is this like a new thing?
Yeah, there's a whole group.
Oh, okay, fuck. I'm single.
Got it. All right. Well, fuck, man. Here we are. It's a Friday. We drink. We have fun. We kick off
our... You just completely dismantle your best friend's sobriety.
Yeah, dude.
I was here for this. I was here when
it
started.
What do you mean? You I was here are the fucking culprit. You're the only reason... You're the only person I would listen to.
No joke. I didn't even know you were sober for like 3 weeks after the fact until you made an Instagram post about being sober and tagged me in it, which the first one I missed because you made one like 2 days later.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were sober. And everyone's like, why'd you make Jared do this, man? I'm like, what are y'all fucking talking about? I didn't remember any of the conversation.
So you've just been doing it on a drunken whim from this guy.
Yeah.
No, Jared always does that. There's a conversation that's going on in his brain right now about what we're going to do after this that none of us are privy to right now. And he'll be there. He'll show up at your house in 2 hours. You're like, dude, what the fuck are you with eight people? And you're like, what are you doing here? It's like, I thought we were going to party. And you're like, you didn't say it out loud, though.
Yeah.
That all happened in here, Jared.
That makes sense.
No, that's been my life for 15 fucking years.
I mean, I feel
now.
Like I might have said, I don't believe you can do it. I don't feel like it was, I don't remember this bet talk.
No, 100%. You were like, there's no way.
That probably did happen.
I mean, that probably did happen.
For 6 months.
That probably did happen.
That sounds like somebody
I would assume that happened.
By the way, you guys are fucking then, right?
I mean, she's
sitting on his lap. All right, great.
That's a weird family dynamic, you know, otherwise.
I'm just trying to figure out everything that's going on. We let anybody come in and watch the show.
We let anybody come in on the show.
Well, here's the thing. So we had a bunch of people in for the election, and somebody came and fucked in our green room and broke the couch.
What?
Yes.
Why wasn't I notified about this?
The couch was broken, and there was another chair that was broken in there.
Was it? You broke the couch.
No.
Right?
It was none of them. It was the listeners we had in, and like I know who it was because they were making out in the kitchen, and I was like, I bet you they're fucking. And then they just disappeared.
Was it Zach Hurd?
No, he hasn't been here.
But Zach Hurd, I'm fine with if he fucks.
I got to tell you though,
I know. I'm just saying, if something goes down, I generally first say, "Is it Zach Hurd?"
Yes,
yeah, it's true.
We wanted Zach to work here to take care of shit like.
By
that.
The way, if you come into our fucking building and bang somebody and you don't fucking
film
show
it,
us,
or
you are a piece of shit.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
We didn't know until Giorgio said, hey, man, the couch is broken.
We need a wall in here that has photos of
like
different
Polaroids,
fans
like the dirty bar.
If you, yes. Yeah, we have a Polaroid. You have to take a Polaroid of you fucking on one of the sets.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you dropped a load in this building, or if you've had a load dropped in you,
you have to have the wall of loads.
Wall of loads.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll put it on that pull down. So when you push it up, it's hitting.
You pull the wall down.
Pull down wall of loads.
Like, to be honest, if you're the kind of person that fucks in somebody else's studio and doesn't give them some kind of photography or photographic or video evidence, you may as well join Al-Qaeda.
Don't you remember the last time I stayed at your house? I sent you the video of us in your bathroom while it was happening.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
That is very true.
And I pounded off to it.
With the current girlfriend?
No.
Oh, okay. I was bringing back the sharing the nude stuff. I was just making sure.
This is North Carolina.
Yeah, this is stuff.
A year ago. Yeah. Who knows who that person was?
Long time ago.
Back, you know.
What was her name? Shrimpfish?
Shrimpfish was her nickname.
It was Shrimp Steady.
Well, no, it wasn't Shrimp Steady.
Shrimpuation.
She had a fucking... Yeah, a classy Shrimpuation.
What are
you trying to enshrimpuate? What was her fucking name, dude? Mermaid, White Claw Mermaid.
Yes. Wait, her act...
Oh, dude, yeah. And they were swinging and shit got wild on the cruise. The cruise, like, it's so weird to think about. That cruise was 1 year ago. It feels like it was 10 years ago.
One and a quarter years ago. Yeah.
September of last year. And now we've all got COVID and we can't go on cruises and do anything fun in life anymore.
No cruises at all.
Well, they tried to put one out. They finally put the first cruise out from the United States.
And then they all fucked
up. Everybody got COVID, so they're stuck in the fucking ocean. Dead serious. It's a true story.
Okay. An announcement.
Yes.
We did find a location for the camp.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where we did the podcast.
Fucking awesome, yes.
So we found the location.
Are you talking about Reveille?
Yeah.
Will they let us do that there?
Yes.
Oh, let's do it there.
They said we can do a summer camp.
So that means we have four camps.
Uh-huh.
Your camp, my camp, his camp, and Jesse's camp.
Yeah. So they can.
So what color are you? What color's your shirts?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd like to be blue.
Really? You just, Democrat?
No.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
You fucking Democrat.
I'm not an owner of Black Rifle Coffee. I'm not a Democrat. I like blue t-shirts.
Okay.
Know,
okay. You
know?
What color are you?
That's racist, dude. To be honest, I would probably go with something super gay just to force everybody around me that's on my team to look super gay.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So like pink?
Fuchsia, pink, something like that.
I'm asking.
Why is pink got to be gay?
Seriously, shut your drunk ass up.
Wow. How's that busy taste bud?
Because.
Okay.
Because I said, what color do you want to be? And he says, I don't know, something gay.
But why is pink got to be gay?
Okay, what color?
Well, I mean, look, I asked you a question.
Stands for boobs, man. Breast cancer awareness.
Pink is that guy in the front yard in St. Louis, dude. Ken and Karen.
Here's what I'm getting it from.
You're going to wear Beetlejuice shirts?
From Archer.
Okay.
When he wears that shirt, it's a white shirt, and it says Got Dick on the front of it. And he's trying to pretend to be gay, and Got Dick is in pink letters. So I don't care about gayness, by the way. I just went into how you can get butt blasted by your girlfriend and not be gay.
So what color is your shirt for the camp?
I don't know. I'll let the crowd decide.
Well, I'm taking yellow. You're blue. I'm yellow.
Why would you be yellow?
I like yellow. Yellow Power Ranger.
Actually, I think you should let Jesse yellow is her color, though.
It is?
Yes.
Well, then I'll take pink because I like the pink Power Ranger.
Well, fuck
Amy.
Do it.
Then I'll take black so I can.
Yeah, I was literally about to say.
So I can what? Take black jokes.
What?
Amy Jo Johnson's her name.
Yeah, Yellow Power Ranger was an Asian woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
That seems problematic, doesn't it?
It's a little odd.
Like, how did they?
Black Power Ranger was a black one, and the blue one was a nerd.
Yeah, how did they?
It was also on the nose. In Playgirl. Look that up. Blue Power Ranger posed in Playgirl.
Yeah. Why was the white Power Ranger so cool?
Wait, whoa.
Are you going to say
white Power Ranger?
You can't say white Power Ranger.
White Power Ranger. Cannot say any of that.
The white Power Ranger is
the Caucasian.
Was he in it?
Was there a white Power Ranger?
Yeah, he was originally the Green Ranger. He was bad. They defeated him. He became the White Ranger. And he went from the dinosaur to the lion.
Shoulder pauldrons, yeah, he had the shoulder pads. Gold things. Yeah, exactly. We're talking Mighty Morphin, OG Power Ranger.
Exactly.
So was the white Power Ranger a good guy or a bad guy?
He was good.
Yeah
was
there Tommy. He is right there.
Tommy.
There's Billy. Billy was in
Billy
Playgirl.
Carrington.
That was the blue Power Ranger there.
Right there, he kind of looks like fucking Dennis from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, absolutely. He does.
Wow, that's crazy.
He does.
Well, let's find this guy and fuck him.
Oh, let's do it. Oh, look at that. Is he on screen right now?
I told you he was in Playgirl.
What year is this from?
Look at that look of blue steel in his eyes. God damn.
Like, hey,
jealous.
Do you still got those pecs? Let's find his number and call him.
Yeah, I'm actually jealous of this whole shit.
Can you send us them one shots of you and Playgirl?
Yeah, man.
Oh, Let me see that quarter dong.
Show us all your test shots, your test nudes. By the way, we got sponsors who actually pay for this fucking shit to be on the air. KillcliffCBD.com, finest in the biz. 25 milligrams of CBD in every single can. Four amazing flavors. Grape, original, orange, kush. And mango and strawberry. Shit.
I got fucking Joe Rogan's got a new
flavor. Joe Rogan's got a new flavor. He's got his own goddamn can at Killcliff CBD. Killcliff CBD, hit us up. We want our own fucking can. Joe Rogan's got one.
Let's
go to killcliffcbd.com. 30% off with the promo code Drinking Bros and free shipping there. Next up, we got mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. We're gambling on all of our games. Till the end of the year. Fuck, till April. With mybookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit there. All of our sports channel has moved over to Drinking Bros Sports. Subscribe to that, like it, rate it. That will move us up the charts. It is not our millions of listeners. That is all sponsored by mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your deposit. Manscaped.com. Now we're getting into it. Do you shave your pubes?
I mean, it really depends.
Why do you keep getting surprised at the things that are asked?
I'm not surprised at all. I'm just being like, it's always no, sometimes yes.
How much would Manscaped have to pay you to use this razor that's in this bag right now to shave your beard off?
Oh, there's not an amount of money.
What about your hair?
Oh, my head? I don't give a I mean, I'd probably do it for like, I don't know,
25,000, 30K.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
30K?
All
right. Yeah. We'll see.
Would somebody tip you that online? So if you brought it.
Not that much. I mean.
If you brought Manscaped on the, like one of their ball trimmers on the show, right? And just said, hey, man, I'll shave off all my pubes on Twitch. What does somebody give you for that?
I'd have to turn around because you can't.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't even show the
Twitch
pubic
is
region.
Real strict.
I mean, oh, you're a dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Women get a little bit of a break.
Why?
Because their community standards manager is a deer.
Oh, no.
Really?
No. That's some bullshit.
Look it up.
Get a fucking. Twit. No. I ain't going to spread that. That's just the wildfire that you just dealt with.
You said deer?
Okay.
Dude, there's
like an actual.
They need like a safety community team, which has zero power to do fucking anything, but they're there to be like to promote like culture and diversity and all that. And there's this.
Search. Twitch
person
safety
that
community.
Identifies as a deer person.
Deer.
What's a deer person? What the fuck does that mean?
Well, let's get in there. Twitch.
I don't know, but I'm just a deer person. here we go.
Is that her?
Yep.
Yeah.
And them.
And she runs Twitch.
No, not at all.
Okay, but she shows her tits?
No, not at all.
What does she do then? That's of any importance in this life.
Looks like she's prancing like a deer.
Oh, she just acts like a little tiny deer.
Oh, yeah. Does she identify as a deer?
She identifies as a deer person.
That's a fun thing.
So does a deer person talk?
Yes.
Well, if you make up your own new...
No, I don't watch this shit.
I don't think you're allowed to. She is a deer, Ross.
Well, if you make up...
Speciality, that's illegal in most states. Not all, but most.
If she was a doe.
If you make up your own new species, you can give it whatever characteristics and traits you want, I guess,
that
right?
That's true. Yeah, I guess.
Like, didn't you know deer people marks. Do this, man? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Look, she probably shaves her pussy with manscaped.com.
Yeah.
Promo code DB Sports on that will get you 20% off.
And it won't give you Lyme disease.
No,
which is
it won't give you Lyme disease. You can shave your nose too. They got a Christmas special there with that leather bag, that beautiful leather bag.
And the weed whacker.
And then the weed whacker here is on the corner. If you want to fuck a deer one day, you should probably trim up down there. Deers, they've got really fine hair.
It's short,
not really long and bushy.
Yeah.
How would you navigate?
You're welcome. Manscaped.com, promo code DB Sports for 20% off. Love you.
How would you navigate a first date with someone that unloads on you in question three that they're a deer?
Oh, that they're.
I got to go to the bathroom and then I wouldn't come back.
No, I would ask them what that meant for me sexually. That'd be my. Because that's the only thing that really matters, right?
I'm not going to get embarrassed
if the woman wants to prance around the restaurant like a deer. I'd like to eat deer, though, so that'd be a problem. That'd be my second question.
That is
sure. First question is, look, is deer play a thing, and what does that mean for me? Question one. Question two is, like, look, I'm going to eat all the varieties of deer, antelope, fucking all of them. Eating all of them. So is that going to be a problem as well? And if it is, let's just call it here, and then I'll cannibalize her because she's deer, and I want to see what it tastes like.
Is deer play a thing?
You're going to eat the deer out.
Metaphorically, if she agrees... In reality, if she doesn't. correct?
Fair.
Am I right there?
Absolutely. Yes.
Sure. Look up deer play, Rob. Hot Bob, is deer play a thing?
I mean, it's going to be furry bullshit, right?
And by the way, you can't see it.
This is a rabbit hole
you guys
didn't expect, but I'm happy we're going down.
You guys are definitely fucking off camera. Like, you guys were whispering.
Oh, are you inside her right now?
Thing. Yeah.
First Polaroid right here. That's the first Polaroid.
Yes, I know, we can start.
Do you know how big a...
Do you got the camera here?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Who's got a Polaroid camera?
I have a Polaroid camera. If you guys do fucking here, just leave the picture.
Take a picture and send it to somebody. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
My name is India. I was in a cult.
Yeah, is deer play
real? Don't try
real,
to change the subject.
Let me ask you this. When you started here, did you think you'd be looking up deer play?
Yeah, I mean, I knew what I was getting into.
He was hoping.
Okay, good. Within a week, we'd be talking about deer fucking.
Yeah.
I feel like there should be...
What are we waiting on, though?
That's not the worst fetish in the world. Like, nope. The way she's looking her hooves and things
as
like
long
that.
As you're not hurting other people, do what
no.
you want.
Oh, wow.
No, you,
oh,
you do
those
your...
Those are good-looking oh deer.
What? Yeah, there's some...
Look that's just
that.
Furry
look
shit.
Look at that. No, look at that top
that's
one.
That's just fur.
In the blue. No, look at that one. That one looks good. Oh, man. Look at that. That's deer. That's some deer right there.
Fang.
That's 100% my avatar.
Yeah, dude.
That deer fucks.
That deer fucks.
He's got a nice hog on him.
That buck fucks.
Got a nice hog on him.
The girls you fuck, I have to imagine, are into shit like this. Like the gamers. And do they want to blow you while you're gaming?
Yeah, what's your favorite costume to fuck a girl in?
I don't.
Not you.
I'm not into this weird shit.
Her.
I'm sorry. Like, this is not for me.
But do they blow you while you're playing video games?
No.
Wow.
No. Okay, but that's only because I live in Vermont. There's like four people in Vermont. I just moved to Texas. Like, give me a second to settle in.
Gotcha.
So there's also a problem. Like, when I'm gaming, there's like 14 cameras. You saw the setup. And
yes.
It's real hard to like...
But you control the cameras, right?
Man, I kind of want to get a deer costume.
Like, you know, it's still real hard to hide a person when there's 14 fucking cameras.
But... Can you cut to a one? Show this hot deer. There we go.
Wow.
Like that. Now,
yeah, but that's
now,
just a Halloween costume.
All in.
No, that's a deer. And by the way,
you don't know her. You can't just label that's a Halloween costume. That's a deer.
Well, here's how I know it is. Because it has antlers and female deer don't.
Huh.
This woman is an idiot. sorry.
All right.
Jesus.
Maybe she was identifying as a male deer for the night. You don't know that.
That's too many things.
Whoa, look at that deer.
What's with the paper plate on her? Oh, look at that. That's a scared deer. No,
yeah,
I like
she's
that.
Got antlers,
I feel
too.
Like we have a lot of antlers.
She's got antlers.
Now, she may have been fucked in that. Because of the eyes. You can always tell by the eyes. Some girl sent me a fucking
trans
the other day.
Transgen deer?
And I just clicked on one of her pictures and the eyes popped up.
That's
home.
What we're doing. Transgen deer.
Okay.
Transgen
okay.
deer is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Now, she looks scared like she just heard a hunter.
Mm. Yeah.
And is that part of it? But she also looks like she's got a boner. Zoom in on that dick. Can you zoom in
no,
on that?
No, this is not. This
on the dick.
This isn't a fucking dick.
Yeah, what is that right
that's
there?
That's not a dick. That's not a pants are bunched.
That's not some sort of, looks like a metal pine cone.
JT, you've seen a lot of dick. You've held there. A lot of dick. We've talked about this. Is that a dick?
No, there's not enough meat there.
Okay, so the character, wait, scroll back in.
She's got some
at the bottom, it's got credits. So the character is Deer Fawn. and that's F-A-U-N.
Ooh, let's look up Nana Kuranamo.
Oh, cosplayer. Yeah. Nana Kuranamo. I feel like Giorgio should know these people in real life.
Nana Kuranamo.
You didn't ask if I did or didn't.
Do you know who this is? You fucking dirtbag. Do you fuck these people? Is that what you do? I don't care. Obviously,
she's a lot hotter in that picture than she is in any of these pictures.
There's a lot
of deer play.
Fuck.
No.
Oh,
I will be a hunter.
Wait, how many followers does this girl have? Go on.
Yeah, how many followers does this girl
230,000.
Oh, holy fuck. Shit.
Oh, shit. We found
love
Mama.
In a hopeless place today.
We found King Mama Deer.
So you do know who this is, Giorgio.
There's a lot of crossover in the EDM DJ dance music community.
What
and
the
gamers.
Fuck did he
deer?
Say?
Yes, dude. Do they dance as deer and take MDMA and fuck?
No, they book DJs to DJ their orgies.
Really?
Their orgies.
Look at homegirl. Wait, look at that spread shot. Go back up one. Just one, Hot Bob. God damn it, Instagram. Quit ruining our fun. If you go back up one with the leg spread, can you?
Well, he's
got
to log in to click on anything, so.
Yeah.
You know.
We're not live. They can't see your login, right?
No, I'll blur it out later.
No, you can block that out with a gif of two deer fucking.
Yeah, well,
no, find a video of two real deer fucking.
Real
deer,
yeah,
that,
not
please.
People dressed up as deers fucking.
Deers.
Scroll down
keep
to
going, keep going. There it is.
Now we're starting. There it is, right there. Go to the green one. Yep, far left. How many likes does that have? 6,000.
Yeah.
That's it. That's a terrible
Speaking of
ratio.
Deer, we're going to have Bubbles on pretty soon from Trailer
oh,
Park.
Hell yeah.
You know who else we're having on is Squirrely Dan from Letterkenny.
Yes.
Really?
The third week of January.
All right, let's keep going down. Let's see if there's any more, you know,
fun stuff.
Deer anatomy shots.
There's one. Hit that right above it. You just scrolled past. There was some form of ears on that.
What?
Probably.
What if there's pictures?
What do we got going on here? Those zebra ears.
Oh,
they look scared.
They're not attractive.
Oh, so these are cats. These are fun-loving cats.
These are scared cats.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a bunny.
Oh, there's a... so this is a whole animal a fetish. Look at that. Is that the same person?
Can you zoom in on her butthole, please?
Are we allowed to show that?
I don't know.
We can see
All right.
Look, is that the same girl?
She definitely doesn't care that this is happening right now because thousands of these horny ass drinking bros.
I hope they all go over there and just be all right pepper all of her comments with drinking bros.
It is all like antlers and fucking mouse ears, and it is all animal parts on
She should
girl.
Change her whole thing to just animal stuff and rename herself Heavy Petting.
But there's a feet pic. Go to that.
Whoa, what's that? What's that double one?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. So the feet pick, we know why this is.
Okay.
Christmas Abbott
now,
on the show.
And down
said
middle.
Wiki feet is a thing.
Oh, yeah. Wiki feet. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Down middle.
Oh.
That one.
What's on her head? That's alien ears or something.
It's another. Yeah. She's got floppy. Dumbo. She's got floppy Dumbo ears. You're right, dude.
I think it's actually a
How did her
gadget
fucking
from
tits
Rescue Rangers
grow like 7,000 sizes?
God.
Do you guys notice that?
Yeah.
Marvels of modern science, my man. That's what it is.
No.
You just push them up a little bit.
It's age. She probably just getting older and that's,
she's,
you know,
she cut drinking out. She stopped alcohol. Sure.
No, shut up.
She might.
That's not a thing. Why aren't any of these deer pictures on here now?
Wow, dude. Because she's all different animals.
She just did it once.
That's
she's
the fetish.
Everything, yeah.
That is the fetish, is being a bunch of different animals.
Well, good for her.
Yeah.
You know?
God
that
damn
deer
it.
Was probably from
All right,
anime
let's
somewhere.
Review Snake Pit. The Instagram Snake Pit.
What is Snake Pit?
Oh, you know, Giorgio knows.
God damn it. Giorgio knows all of this shit.
Giorgio, get up Snake Pit.
You're fucking weird, bro. I like it. Okay.
Go to Snake Pit. Do you want to tell us what it is before you know?
It's the world's worst tattoos ever.
Oh, shit.
Keep going down. Wait till you find a good one.
Oh, God, dude.
Is that like Eye of Sauron, but cock and balls?
And
I think
and
Lord
a
of the Rings fucking shit.
I think they tried to cover up the dick and balls later. Giorgio, am I correct? They probably did this afterwards.
Oh, keep going down. You're going to find some of the best. That
no, that's not a
cover-up.
That was on purpose.
You think that was on purpose?
No, because a cover-up's way bigger than that. It's a huge block tattoo. No, that's on purpose.
Show this girl.
Oh, these are all lies. These are all going on.
What?
Is she like chugging a fucking alien dick right there? What is that?
That's the weirdest white
girl
I've ever seen.
Find the one with the cowboy sucking his own dick. It's
she
great.
She clearly covered it up. Well, wait, who's the girl with the guy on her face? Is that...
Oh, that's XXXTentacion.
Yeah. But is that on her head?
Oh, you know it.
Is that a dude's tongue? Did I see a dude's tongue?
Yeah. Hot Bob, you got out of there. There
don't
you go.
Live search
tongue.
For cowboy sucking his own dick.
No. Go to this guy's tongue.
Just wait.
This guy's tongue?
It's on this page. You'll see it.
Oh, so that's Freddy, actually. So it's Jason getting head from Freddy.
Well, Freddy's like Jason head. When he
okay.
Yeah, but it's a jacked up Jason, like a young gay
that's
Jason.
Is that a nutsack on someone's elbow?
Keep going.
Yeah, it's a nutsack on someone's elbow.
Sure.
Hey, who's the old man? What does the old man have to do with this? Oh, that's Drake. Wow. That's Drake Jack.
We're better at 70.
We're definitely going to need to blur that out.
Cock they gave
Hot
Drake.
Bob, if you want to go ahead and fucking mark that down.
Yeah, mark it. You're going to have to
just blur the entire thing.
Blur like, these. So, wait. What's the old man have on his face?
Look at that creature.
What's the old man have on his face?
Oh,
there.
That's a dick with legs, my man.
Oh, my God. That's some dark crystal shit.
You're
going
to have to blur that out, Hot Bob, but that is definitely a dick with
legs.
That's
actually really funny. What if there were action figures like that, they would be all over my house right now.
I mean, you probably get one made.
The old man just got a fake mustache and fake sideburns tattooed on his face.
Bro.
Not that I'm against it.
It never ends on this page.
Snake pits.
That's bizarre. Yeah.
Really just all dicks.
There's a lot of dicks.
Tattooed dicks. Snake pit brought to you by Crystal Meth.
Or ghostbed.com/drinking bros.
That's sorry, actually, guys. I've seen that one before.
Rich Bernstein, when I say I'm sorry, to ghostbed.com/drinking bros. For this.
Oops. And, what are you going to do?
But if you are going to get a tattoo, you might as well get it in the finest mattress available. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Keep scrolling down on that. You went back to the scared
deer. Let's go back to the cosplay chicks. That makes me feel a little bit better than dick on face.
Yeah, so the girls that you're banging in the gaming world.
I'm not banging any cosplay chicks. I'm not saying I wouldn't.
What's your favorite cosplay girl?
I'm not saying you should DM me right now. Yes.
What's your favorite cosplay girl?
Who you've ever had? You don't have to name them. Just explain them.
What do you mean? Wait.
Your favorite cosplay or
is it Wonder Woman? Who do you want to fuck in a costume? And what character?
Oh.
What about one of your video games?
I play military shooters. There's not a lot of chicks.
I'm going to get Morgan
What about a girl dressed up in military fatigues?
Nah, I was in the army already.
What about a girl dressed up like Osama bin Laden? What if she's dressed up like Osama bin Laden? Actually, what if she's dressed up like all the, like once a week? So all the Die Hard movies, she dressed up like a different villain from each Die Hard movie once a week through all the weekdays.
Could I just get one that would dress up like Bruce Willis?
Would you fuck up Bruce Willis chick?
No.
I mean, you could
shave her head.
To be honest.
Shut up.
To be honest, you could probably just hook up with Rumor Willis.
Well,
who looks identical to her father, which is very unfortunate for her.
It's not great.
She's got a big head.
Yeah.
She's got a potato head.
Cow butt crunchies.
What are we fucking going down?
Look up Rumor Willis's head. put it on screen now. We've gone down the fucking rabbit hole. We can't go back at this point.
This show is canceled after this anyway. So
I'm glad I could be here for the end.
All.
You could do that.
It's a hard chin, dude. You can't shave a chin off. That's the problem.
You can. Shave anything off.
It's Bruce Willis. If you shave her head, it's Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And it's a Christmas movie, by the way, Die Hard. So
I mean, really, just like if you cover her hair, it's Bruce Willis.
It's Bruce Willis.
Have you seen Fat Man yet?
Not yet. Now, is it good?
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You like the worst movies on the planet. You're talking about the Mel Gibson movie as Santa.
Yeah. Jared, on a regular basis, he'll show up at my place or text or call me and be like, hey, you got to watch this movie. And now I know not
last
to.
Time I it's did the worst watch movie Fubar.
No, this is not going to happen.
Fubar is the one you've gotten right.
Yes. Now,
in
I like
15
Fubar.
Years.
I love Fubar.
What other fucking, you watch Titanic on a regular basis.
That is not true.
What's the last movie you've watched? Besides
What's the last time you watched Titanic?
All right, before that.
I'm watching Dexter.
Mm. Oh, you're going back to watch Dexter?
Yeah.
Because they're redoing it. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
What do you mean they're
redoing it? But I just never finished it.
What do you mean?
So people were so unhappy with the ending.
It was not great.
Yeah, yes. Everybody said it is the worst series finale in the history of television.
Are they going to redo Game of Thrones?
I was going to say, Game of Thrones.
To be honest, Game of Thrones just needed 3 more episodes. They needed
a season and not 5 episodes and hopefully.
No, the writers knew what they were doing. They should have fucking wrote it back. Like there's no
way to write it. I think the first 5 episodes of the last season are really fucking good, and the last one's like, what the fuck? It's like they pulled the plug and then you had nothing left to do.
But that's,
you
know, on the writers, not on them. So with Dexter, they're gonna go back and give it 2 more seasons.
I
guess they're gonna give it a better ending or something. So if you're out there and you're a Dexter fan and you're pissed, like,
well, I'm not there yet. So I just got to the point
they all die.
No, I got to the church. They just finished the church killings, and Deb was just thrown under the bus with the whole chief thing.
Why do you think that things like Boondock Saints, where vigilante justice is doled out by people that have some righteous cause, or Dexter, where vigilante justice is doled out with a sociopath with some righteous cause, are so popular in American society? I think people feel powerless, particularly now. Right.
Yeah.
Everything smells wrong.
But
something's wrong.
Everybody
with what's
likes Twitch, dude, because they want to see people kill other people.
They want to see some independent. I don't think it's that.
The connection was going to be. I'm like, we're going back to me murdering people.
It's that. What they want to do is they need to be entertained for sure, and they know that, and they want to be entertained by somebody that they can talk to like a normal human being,
man.
And not some fuckface that's trying to tell them how to vote all the time.
Yeah,
dude, straight up,
you know what I mean?
Dude,
like some rich person
is what makes Twitch.
Yeah,
that's like, you can go watch a YouTube video any fucking day of the week. You can leave your shitty comment and you're never to get heard unless it's on a Jared video, and then he'll reply to you.
He replies to all comments.
I do all goddamn day.
Right. It's off on that shit. But on Twitch, the entire fucking thing is that person's live. It's all live. You're not watching somebody on a recorded video from 3 weeks ago. It's live. You can type in their chat like, hey, man, I think your ginger beard's fucking stupid, and I'll call him a cunt, and then we'll move on with our lives. Yeah. But you get that brief moment where you get that quick adrenaline where it's like, oh, fuck, he read my stupid comment. Mm-hmm. And with that, though, you can also have some cool conversations. You get to meet crazy people from around the fucking world.
Yeah.
Like some of my closest friends, the only reason I met any of these guys is because of Twitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I don't know Jared except because Twitch connected me to this shit.
No shit. That was going to be my last question. How the fuck did you guys meet?
I would jump in his Discord and say, just tell fucking totally inappropriate shit, crazy things. Stories.
Try to get me banned on Twitch.
No, I didn't try. I knew. No. I knew.
You don't watch Jared's Twitch. Because you got the wet boys, right?
I'm usually live when he's...
Yeah, but I rarely do it. Okay, not you. Like that. Like, he's like 3-5 times a week.
I'm like 6-7
yeah,
times
see,
a week. Like,
I go like once every 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. Although I've jumped into Jared's Discord and...
it's funny.
They had no idea who I was. I didn't announce my presence. I just started saying super fucked up shit. That is really fun to do.
Yeah.
Mine's all locked down. Like,
see,
I can't do that shit.
Yeah, I would find... I went down the Twitch rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found a girl that would just...
she was dressed like a deer.
She would put on diapers.
Ooh.
And then sit on trash bags on the floor and just like...
Make the noise.
Back
like
forth.
ASMR that yeah, shit.
Didn't do any...
Butt. Like, it was fucking
And so like
weird.
It's like 2 in
With
the morning.
Oil or
and
was I, it just...
No, just straight up diaper butt, yeah, but like yeah. a... Grown ass adult.
Super weird.
Oh man,
dude, ASMR really is the weird. So like, I don't
yeah,
get it. I don't
ASMR
understand
is
it.
Super weird.
People love
That's
that
a
shit.
Twitch
I don't
realm.
Get it.
No, like, you had it already.
ASMR is just whispering, right?
No.
Oh no,
it's 3D sound of you. Like, dude, one girl just eats plastic things.
What?
ASMR? Yeah, you never heard of that?
No, I have, but I thought it was people whispering.
It can be any of that,
things.
Like that low level auditory.
Yeah, you're just hearing that.
Yeah, people keep asking me if I'm ever gonna just like read a book that I really like quietly and then publish that. I'm like, no, I'll never do that.
Please, I need you to do it.
Yeah, why not?
Because I talk quietly. That's why they say that. But I don't. Why would I? Why would I do that?
It's a fetish, dude.
White.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to.
It's a full.
I'm not trying to box anybody.
As much as I make on Twitch, you should see some of these people that do ASMR stuff, like 3, 4, 5, 8.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're doing custom.
But I thought, because I thought they were just reading things. That's what I figured the money came from.
There's so many, and even more so when you get into like the Patreon or the extra bonus shit, like on OnlyFans or whatever it may be. Like Twitch is, it may be like the safer work platform for the most part.
Yeah,
but you can connect any of those other things where you're really looking to extend it out into like that not safer work, that porn style or that lewd is where most people go with it. And it gets fun. Like when it comes to ASMR shit, man, it can get weird.
Well, this
I would love to have
weird.
Like a OnlyFans expert on the show to just dive us down that. Like, is there somebody that is subscribed?
I bet you we could get the owner of OnlyFans on it.
I mean, like let's find like the dude out there that's subscribed to like 1,000 accounts. Yeah. And like, let's hear the fucking OnlyFans stories.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think, I didn't really follow any
it's
of this.
It's Giorgio, by
what
the way.
What was the only...
Giorgio subscribed to like 1,000 OnlyFans.
He probably
yeah,
is.
Didn't he? Didn't you spend all your
smile.
Money?
He's actually like, yeah, you caught me.
You can look, you can find Giorgio's dick on Just Giorgio. He's got an OnlyFans where he's jacking off on it.
I'm surprised there are only 30 million subscribers.
Like, dude.
That's less than I would think.
You ain't ugly. You could go a little bit higher than that.
You get that, and the premium BTS Drinking Bros content is all there. So it's kind of like, if you don't want to see my dick, there's also some
other
stuff.
$5?
Yeah.
Like a month?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Noted.
Do you think this guy has... His name is Timothy Stokely. He's a British guy that started OnlyFans. Now, did he have porn in mind when he started that?
What does Timothy Stokely look like?
Yeah, let's find a picture.
I kind of want to know.
Because you'll be able to tell based on what he looks like if he definitely
oh,
this guy definitely
there we go.
He has
was only
access,
thinking about porn.
Show the picture
he
of him with the women.
He has access to every account on the website.
Hot Bob, yeah, go to that one. The one with all the women.
More valuable than him owning the company is him having access to all the free content.
That's a deep shirt.
It's like, could you imagine?
Deep V, dude.
That's not a V. That's not even a V, though. That's just
deep U. It's a deep U. It's an uppercase U.
Yeah, that's an
he
OU
owns
shirt.
A series of trailer parks.
So it's not like a parlor situation where it just went conservative because
the
conservatives felt pushed out, right? It wasn't like that.
A banker's son made
making
millions.
He definitely had this in mind when he started this company.
Goddamn right he did.
That's like, right, imagine owning Verizon and you wrote a code that intercepted any nude that went out on the network and put it into your own folder.
That's a big
folder. You could absolutely do that, though.
That's
easy.
What I mean.
That would be
I bet you that exists.
It's amazing.
Because every piece of data, whether it's text or image or video or whatever it is, gets sent over the networks, gets stored locally at all of these phone companies. It gets stored locally.
They all have their own inside servers.
Yeah, they're stored.
That's how you're able to pull them back up.
Yeah. They're stored on AWS and the Google Cloud, respectively. Yep. But the companies have access to all that shit. It's not encrypted. Any fucking picture of your butthole you've ever taken and sent to somebody else, they can see it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Anytime they want. Good. So that's why.
At least somebody's going to enjoy it.
Normalize buttholes is what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you meet somebody in public and you're like shaking hands or whatever, but it's COVID now. You can't do that. No. You're going to get COVID. No, but if you turn around and pull your pants down, spread your cheeks and show them your butthole, you've done nothing to endanger that person.
Nobody gotten COVID from a butthole.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. Last question I want to ask you. Have you seen the Twitch videos of the guys that are jacking off because they think the camera is off?
Oh, yeah.
And they just fucking.
Oh, man. Absolutely. As somebody who has too many monitors and cameras, don't watch porn on, you have a phone. Don't watch porn on your stream PC for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Like I'm an idiot. I'm dumb. Okay. I will never watch porn on my computer where I
should. I don't
ever. Right? I don't find any
why do so many people think up? That it's fine?
You have a cell phone in a bathroom. Go jerk off in the toilet like a normal man. Like fuck.
I'm not hiding myself in my own bathroom, in my house when I'm alone there, like Anne fucking Frank in an
attic.
But
you're not jerking off here while we're live right now, are you?
That's
not
funny.
Right now, but I
that's
gamer accidentally streams.
I bet
yes. Where's the photo? I want to see the photo.
Oh, Jared, there is endless.
Dude, there's hundreds. Yeah,
when I first started.
Oh, that's a chick.
Damn.
We can't show that on screen.
No,
wow.
No.
She's really getting that into
time
code.
We're going to have to mark a lot of time codes.
So the whole portion of the camera, just blur it. Yeah, every bit of it.
That one's not on.
What happens on Twitch if you were to masturbate? Do they kill your feed?
Yeah.
I mean, so most of the time, if you're a smaller streamer,
it's just going to live.
No, it'll get reported eventually. It'll get it blurred out. It'll get killed, whatever. If you're a bigger streamer, they'll straight cut that feed. Like people will stream porn on like the on Twitch all the time, and it'll go on for like 10, 15 minutes of just like thousands of people. Because you figure, you as a underage kid, right? Yeah. You're not gonna be able to go on mom's PC, the home household PC, and go to Pornhub or some shit. But you can go to Twitch and just fucking chill for a minute.
Yeah.
You can sub to that fucking girl on Twitch, and be like, I'm just a subscription to Twitch. It doesn't say a name. It doesn't say that whatever it is. But if she's doing ASMR or whatever, or yoga, and she's just downward dog backwards into that camera, like, it's weird. It's like, good for them. They're making a killing.
Is there yoga Twitches?
Oh, absolutely. No, there's a whole category. It's a huge issue on Twitch where people are like, they're all for that whole fucking girls do whatever they want on Twitch. But at the same time, it's like, fuck, man. You're just, it's softcore porn.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Look. You know, what are those?
That's what I'm saying. What are those? Good on them. Whoever that girl is that's doing that is making a killing, and good on fucking you for being able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such a fine line between like where is it?
Here's okay. So porn is hard to define, but you know it when you see it, from the early 1990s when they were doing the censorship shit. What does that fucking mean? What that means is that the idea of pornography is 100% subjective, right?
Yeah,
so if something is subjective, you cannot legislate it. I want to see buttholes on television tonight. And I feel like, you know, the Constitution guarantees me that right.
It does.
Well.
And I think you're going to get your wish. We're also going to grant somebody else's wish here. This is the point in the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week.
Wish.
Which is someone who has inspired you, typically, or helped you show your butthole to millions of people. We read these live. So if somebody died, man, don't fucking shred us, because they come in and we just read them live.
Yeah, we don't know.
Tanner Guthrie from Arkansas, member of Drinking Bro for 2 years, is nominating all the LEOs who have refused to enforce the unconstitutional laws and orders. Shit, this is exactly what you were talking about in the news yesterday.
By the way, that guy, so some dude was talking shit on our Facebook page, on the Drinking Bros podcast Facebook page, about if I needed his address to come quote-unquote fuck him up for doing his job, and I pretty much called him a cunt, and he deleted his comments. So I guess he's going back to being a cunt. I don't remember his name, and to be honest, I've forgotten you completely.
The other thing too is, if you actually DM Dan and at Dan Holloway, he'll just give you his address. Like, I won't. He doesn't give a shit. He says, this one goes out to all my fellow LEOs. So he's obviously a police officer too, who have refused to enforce unconstitutional laws.
I got a couple hundred
of these last night.
From politicians who are progressively taking more and more of our freedoms. You base your enforcement on three pillars. Is it legal? Is it moral? Is it ethical? And if it doesn't pass one of the three, you have your answer. Thank you for remembering that we swore an oath to the Constitution and to the people, not the governor, not the mayor, not the chief of police, and not the sheriff. My friends didn't die at home and abroad for you to get these principles. And to my fellow LEOs who have forgotten this, take off your badge, turn in your uniforms, and leave the profession because you don't deserve to wear it anymore. I will not stand by quietly while men and women like you blindly follow directions that rid American citizens of their individual liberties. The Benton County Sheriff's Office is always hiring. The Benton County Sheriff's Office is always hiring.
Yep.
If you are an LEO looking to get out of a department that doesn't respect the Constitution nor the people of this great nation, he's given the website to www.bentoncountyar.gov/jobs. And again, this was from Tanner Guthrie of Arkansas.
And I'm not trying to encourage people to abandon their hometowns and shit like that or leave people hanging. But here's what I am encouraging. If you have a department, a mayor, a governor with whom you're having issues and they're taking these intractable positions and they forget what we purchased with all this fucking blood we shed, then let's try to use our community to help these people get the fuck out of there. Because once they leave, all they're going to have are shit bags. And the wealthy people there that built that city, that make that city continue, will fucking leave as well. And that city can go fuck itself, frankly, because we don't have time for this bullshit anymore. We don't have time for people who think that it's some kind of luxury to have rights. No, that shit was purchased with a lot of fucking blood, a lot of sweat, a lot of fucking angst, a lot of people sitting at home wondering how they're going to make it through the day, even though their life is going okay because they're so fucked up from their experiences. Tired of this shit. There is no fucking fine line between any of this stuff. Something is either constitutional and supports the idea of individual liberty or it does not. And if it doesn't, then it can get fucked. It's out of here. That is the one litmus test. Like, you think about, you're inviting somebody over to your home and there's a list of shit that is absolutely unacceptable, right? If they're a pedophile, fuck them that are coming over here. They could be a felon. They spent 10 years in jail for drugs. They're like, oh, I don't care about that, right? But there are certain things in your life that everybody has these things. If this person did that, I don't want to know them. This has to be the founding guiding principle of our fucking country. And if it's not, let's just give up and call it something other than America, right? I'm tired of this shit. By the way, speaking of police, the House just passed what's called the Moore Act, M-O-R-E Act, 228-164, and legalized marijuana nationally.
Federally. Oh, yeah. I was just looking at that. That was earlier today.
It's your day.
Right?
You've been waiting for it. So, this is your day.
Cheers.
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 To all
cheers.
You,
this is a wild show. Wow. Follow Batty on Twitch.
B-A-D-D-I-E.
He's a bad bitch. This was a fun fucking episode. Jared, great to see you drinking again and back with America. For D'Anthony Holloway, Jared Taylor, Batty on Twitch, I'm Ross Patterson. We're the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.